A very good morning to you. Time has just gone 23 minutes to 11 o'clock, and you are more than welcome to join the conversation on 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. We're going to be catching up very quickly and giving you an update on the subpar upgrades to Lion's Head Hiking Trail. And we're going to be chatting to the area manager north of Table Mountain National Park. Now, earlier this year, the route up Lion's Head was closed for upgrading purposes, and a team was contracted by Table Mountain National Park to carry out work on the ladder and staples at a particular section. But soon after the trail was reopened to the public, images of the inferior work were shared on social media, and some of those pictures were actually sent to us right here at Cape Talk. And we then spoke to Table Mountain National Park to find some answers, and it emerged that the contract was actually awarded to a firm based out in the Free State area. But it's been very quiet, and with the upcoming tourist season, we thought we should get a situation update. And we joined this morning by Wana Batsela, the area manager north for Table Mountain National Park. Wana, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning to you, and your listeners at Cape Talk.
Give us a bit of a background, because I know that a number of people might not understand exactly what happened to the ladder and staples, and were they tested?
Yes, look. After the shoddy work that was done by PPK contractors from Bloemfontein, we did an assessment of what they had done, and we then decided to appoint somebody else from a local person to come and to rectify the shoddy work. We can safely say that Dion Trump, a contractor that does business with us basically on a continuous basis, was able to assist us to rectify the shoddy work.
Why was this contract awarded, first of all, to somebody out in the Bloemfontein area, not somebody locally?
Look, it is part of the supply chain management processes. We put out a tender for we put out a tender, a national tender. And we cannot say somebody from a local business person must tender for work that should be done in Table Mountain. So we put it out, and this guy then got it from Bloemfontein. Following supply chain management processes.
Yes.
So that's what happened.
Chatting to Wana Batsela this morning, is the area manager north at Table Mountain National Park, and we're chatting and giving you an update about the subpar upgrades to Lion's Head Hiking Trail. Now, I do understand that TMNP now has to wait for the next financial year, as they don't have the budget in this particular financial year. Was the previous contractor paid, or was money withheld from him for the poor work that he had done?
No, the shoddy work was rectified. The rehabilitation did take place at Lion's Head. I need to say that up front.
Yeah.
And the gentleman that did the work from Bloemfontein was not paid. He was asked to come and rectify some of the poor workmanship, welding and the ladders. He was asked to come and do that, and he did not come. So our legal department is dealing with that aspect. But I can safely say that some of the work that was done was rectified, and people are now using Lion's Head.
Okay, good. So that work is completed, and he wasn't paid. So the money that was kept over was then paid to the other contractor who came to finish the job.
Yes, that is what happened. That was what happened, yes. Yeah. Lion's Head is a trade, and Lion's Head rehabilitation takes place on a continuous basis. We do maintenance in all our trails in the mountain. And we go back in a year or two to assess if rehabilitation is not needed or maintenance is not needed. So we don't do maintenance and walk away and then focus on other areas. Lion's Head is a very, very popular trail. You know, it needs quite extensive maintenance. And from time to time, we assess how it looks, and we do maintenance.
Chatting this morning to Wanda Batsela, who is the area manager north of Table Mountain National Park. How safe is the route to use at the moment? Are you completely happy that it's 100% safe? Because I think we're expecting something like 30,000 visitors to come to Cape Town, and that's just out of the United States and sort of the Mediterranean countries.
Yes, It is very, very safe. It is safe. People are using Lion's Head, and we've been getting compliments so far. We are continuously assessing and reviewing the trail. We're putting up signage. We're doing some maintenance work where there is some formal erosion. And we're looking at the safety of the chains and the ladders on a continuous basis. We have all these safety rings as well going up basically every day to assess how it is and what needs to be done. So I can vouch that it is fairly safe for visitors to come and enjoy it.
Chatting to about Table Mountain National Park and all the other areas that you manage at this particular moment, as you said, you do maintenance on a continuous basis. Are you happy that people are safe in terms of these structures and stuff like that? I know, obviously, you can't speak for law enforcement; that's a totally different ambit. But are you happy that the infrastructures and the mountains are relatively safe, and most people are going to be using them over the Christmas period?
I am relatively happy that people can use them, and the mountain is safe. The trails are have been maintained, and people can enjoy their walks and their hikes in different parts of the Table Mountain.
What are you looking forward to do with? Because it says that you have to now wait for a new financial year. When does this financial year kick in, and what are the future projects that you probably have for your parks and mountains?
Look, the idea at Lion's Head specifically is to create a route where people go up and others come down at the different levels, at the ladders and at the chains. We don't want them to converge on one area and for those that are coming down to wait for those that are coming up. So we want two separate lanes that we can open up there. And that is what we are going to be doing in the new financial year.
Wana Batsela, who is the area manager north at Table Mountain National Park, thank you so much for your time.